Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and you get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are, you and me, and I am glad. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I'm going to read something from Emmett Fox today. Talk about it from the book Around the Year with Emmett Fox. It was yesterday's reading, 25th. Before I do that, I'm going to read something from the big book, kind of to explain how my reading Emmett Fox is connected to the 12 steps in the big book. Turn to page 87, last full paragraph. About halfway through it. Says, if not members of religious bodies, we sometimes select and memorize a few set prayers which emphasize the principles we have been discussing. There are many helpful books also. Suggestions about these may be obtained from one's priest, minister, or rabbi. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. I found some books that help me, that emphasize the principles that Alcoholics Anonymous talks about. And one of those books from me, let's see, what do I read here? Go through periods where I read different books. Currently, it's Around the Year with Emma Fox. It's always Around the Year with Emma Fox. Sometimes it'll be Seven Main Aspects of God by Emma Fox. Sometimes I'll read the 24-Hour Day book, depending on where I'm at and what's happening. Sometimes I'll read it's a book called Until Today that our friend Lucy gave us. What else? But anyways, I haven't had all my coffee yet, so I'm still putting things together mentally. All right, but I'm going to read from Around the Year with Emmett Fox. I'm going to read portions of it. And the topic is the single eye. It says, if you pray for yourself in the right way every day, you will find that the minor things of life will gradually fall correctly into place of their own accord without any trouble on your part. Contrast this with the usual method of trying to get everything right by separately organizing 1,000 petty details. And you will appreciate how wonderfully the new spiritual basis sets you free. The eye symbolizes spiritual perception. Whatever you give your attention to is the thing that governs your life. Whatever you give your attention to is the thing that governs your life. Attention is the key. Your free will lies in the directing of your attention. Whatever you steadfastly direct your attention to will come into your life and dominate it. If you do not direct your attention consistently to anything in particular, and many people do not, then nothing in particular will come into your life except uncertainty and suspense. If the glory of God comes first with you, and to express His will becomes the rule of your life, then your eye is single and your whole body or embodiment will be full of light. So I really loved this and wanted to share it today when I read it yesterday. Start from the top and talk about this a little bit. First thing it says is, if you pray for yourself in the right way every day, you will find that the minor things in life will gradually fall correctly into place of their own accord without any trouble on your part. If you pray for yourself in the right way every day. My belief about this is that praying for yourself in the right way is to say, God is the principal, and I'm the agent. What can I do for you, God? Show me what I can do for you. Praying for knowledge of your will and the power to carry it out. Not praying that God gets knowledge of my will. Sounds ridiculous, but that was how I prayed for a long time. Every time I pray for certain things to go a certain way, that's what I'm saying. But I have really good motives, and you know, I'm going to pray that this happens for this person. I'm going to pray that this person gets, because I know what's good for them and what needs to happen. And or I know what I need. I know what I need. So I'll pray that I get what I need. To me, none of that works. To me, none of that makes any sense anymore. So for myself, praying rightly for myself is asking God what I could do for God. Praying for knowledge of God's will and the power to carry it out. God is the principal and I am the agent. What can I do for you? Relieve me of the bondage of self so I could do your will better. I don't know what your will is. But let me help me to demonstrate as best I can. God is a light, and please, basically, I'm praying that God, for God to help keep me out of the way of that light. Please help me not block your light today. My attachment to outcomes blocks your light. My arrogance blocks your light. My self-pity blocks your light. My fears block your light. Resentments block your light. Spiritual pride and arrogance blocks your light. Please help me not block your light today. To me, that's praying in the right way. And I have come to that belief because of what it goes on to say. If you pray for yourself in the right way, you will find that the minor things in life will gradually fall correctly into place of their own accord without any trouble on your part. Contrast this with the usual method of trying to get everything right separately by organizing 1,000 petty details. I don't do that anymore. Because for me, praying that way organizes the details. And the big book talks about how we don't burn up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit us. Turn with me, if you want, to a little page called 88 at the very top. I'll go to 87 at the bottom. Page 87 of the Big Book, last paragraph. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show. Humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. That's what comes to mind for me when I read back to the Evan Fox thing, when it says, contrast this with the usual method of trying to get everything right by separately organizing 1,000 petty details. You appreciate how wonderfully the new spiritual basis sets you free. Because there's one thing to focus on. And that's God. How can I demonstrate God? Then it goes on to say, whatever you give your attention to is the thing that governs your life. I'm trying to give my attention to God. And not fear. If you'd rather, love and not fear. Love. What would love have me do if I'm having a hard time with God? If I turned my will and life over to love, what would I do? Because if I give all my attention to fear, that's governing my life. That's my God. Then it goes on to say, attention is the key. Your free will lies in the directing of your attention. Whatever you steadfastly direct your attention to will come into your life and dominate it. And if you don't focus on anything, since most people do not, or many people do not, then nothing in particular will come into your life except uncertainty and suspense. It says your free will lies in the directing of your attention. Your free will lies in the directing of your attention. Check out this sweet action. Go with me now to a little page called Don't Yell at Me. You're playing God. You're being so pushy. Let me find it. just a person who's just barely had coffee and is just very tired. Don't yell at me. I know some of you are like yelling out the page number that I think you think I'm going to. It is on page 85. First full paragraph. Last sentence. Last two sentences. I'll read the last three, four. Every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. Back to Emmett. Your free will lies in the directing of your attention. Whatever you steadfastly direct your attention to will come into your life and dominate it. So, when I was first getting sober, I've shared about it on here. I was a mess in a lot of ways. It was a real roller coaster. I was horny. I wanted to have sex all the time. And I was a musician. And I was driven to do that as my career, and I also wanted to get sober, and above everything, I wanted to get sober. And despite all of my behavior that was sort of all over the place at times, and I was, you know, growing up and learning to read and learning just about the 12 steps, and I remember I would organize big book studies pretty frequently. By frequently, I mean like close to daily with the people who were in my life at that time, because I wanted, that was where my attention was. My attention above all else was on learning how to stay sober, learning what this was about. I remember, you know, there's these people I would hang out with, Scott and Mike and all these other people. And anyways, we'd have these like parties or these pool parties or these get-togethers and this and that. And I was always breaking out these impromptu big book studies. Let's read the big book. Let's read the big book. I need to know this. Or doing that in the rain, doing that when it was sunny, doing that a lot. Desire to learn about this. And I always had it. All right. Let's close out with another spiritual book called More Sarcastic Daily Meditations. Yesterday's reading was, if you prayed yesterday, don't bother doing it today. Today's reading is, surround yourself with people who are unsupportive when you follow your own heart. There you have it. I'm out of here. If anybody needs to hear it, I'll say that everything is okay. And to the people that I know who are hurting, I love you very much. All right. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go and try to live a life that's worth saving.